Welcome to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort, a show all about life on Playground Earth. We are spirit, joyous, expansive, and unlimited, here in physical bodies for the fun of it. We've got a fantastic show for you today, and later we'll be taking your calls and answering your questions regarding life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. Joan will be giving free 5-minute psychic readings on any topic you like. She can look at relationships, careers, past lives, deceased loved ones, and future decisions. Call in toll-free at 1-877-230-3062. Tune in to chat with your host, Joan Newcomb, owner of Life Transformations Unlimited. As a trained clairvoyant, spiritual teacher, and counselor, she's helped people with professional and spiritual growth since 1981. She's a matrix energetics practitioner and certified professional coach, incorporating quantum consciousness transformation into her practice. It's her passion to connect you with your inner wisdom and to encourage you to fully manifest your true self in all aspects of your life. You can learn more about her by going to her website at www.joannewcomb.com. That's www.joannewcomb.com. And now, your host of Adventures in Density and Effort, Joan Newcomb.
Welcome to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort for Tuesday, July 21st. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you live from Seattle, Washington today and every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. You are listening to Kevin MacLeod's Sunshine. My topic for today is guidance and prayer. And my guest is Mickey Jacobs, psychic medium and energy healer who practices a multifaceted and holistic approach in the style of the great Edgar Cayce. Mickey can connect with spirit guides and archangels, as well as your deceased loved ones. Mickey is also a healer with a unique healing energy technique. She has a CD, You Are Not Alone, that powerfully lets people know that divine help is always with them and helping whether they know it or not. Her website is www.mickeyjacobs.com. And she has a radio show on this network that has just started. You can tune into it on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern on this same website. And you can call in for a psychic reading from Mickey later on in the show. The number to call is 1-425-644-5620 or 1-877-230-3062. Adventures in Density and Effort is on Facebook. Look us up on Facebook groups by searching for Adventures in Density and Effort. Join the crowd and join the fun. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google, Podnova, MyYahoo, and more. Guidance in prayer. I don't pray, at least in the way I assume some people pray, although I do enjoy standard prayers such as St. Francis's and the Serenity Prayer. I have a metaphysical approach to prayer, of course. I see it as focusing energy more than communication with the divine. For instance, the Lord's Prayer from a metaphysical standpoint actually helps one run energy through your chakras. My communication with God or the universe is more casual and usually starts with my saying, "Hey, you." I don't ask for anything, although sometimes I request clarity on things. The other day, I was in a group where we were reading a story where a person prayed for guidance for her marriage. What a great idea. So me, being me, closed my eyes and shifted my focus, intending on praying for guidance too, and instead found myself relaxing into a greater awareness of the energy in the room. Things became brighter and sharper and clearer, which is how I feel whenever I'm connected to Source. What kept running through my head was the phrase, sought through prayer and meditation to increase our conscious contact with God, praying only for God's will for us and the guidance to carry it out. I thought that was an interesting response to a request for guidance for one's marriage. Well, I had been aware of wanting to focus more on my partnership with Source. So actually, in case that case, it was a pretty clear answer. Then I felt a little resistance to praying for God's will for me, but that's because of the language. Anytime I've aligned myself with Source, the higher will, I felt much better and in agreement with whatever is going on at the time. I thought about the power to carry it out and how it was similar to the Serenity Prayer's courage to change the things I can, which I've always considered to be me. Courage and power. When I'm aligned with Source, my energy feels clear. I feel empowered, inwardly, rather than dominantly powerful. Writing this, I recognize my resistance was my little ego wanting to run the show. It's a chihuahua thinking it's a mastiff. It's a mini-will with a Napoleon complex. My current growth phase concerns de-energizing patterns in the morphic field that have been blocking my experience with spirit. My little will thinks they're real, so I end up battling with windmills, which only solidifies them and brings more experiences that reinforce them. So without formally going down on my knees, I'm coming to see that prayer is being answered. I'm wanting more navigational tips, but the guidance I'm getting is to focus on my inner connection with Source. It feels like what to do is turn within, and the patterns will naturally evaporate from lack of attention. Notice that my experience with prayer is more empathic and unstructured. It's intuitive rather than intellectual. I feel it more than think it. Notice that what your natural tendency is. Are you visual rather than verbal? Maybe your form of prayer is in drawing, and your guidance through it comes through mental images rather than words. Are you musical? Perhaps your connection with the divine is in playing some good tunes. And when a song goes through your head, the lyrics could be communication from Source. Maybe you're more empathic, and it comes through feelings. So walking out in nature and just feeling the vibration of nature connects you more with Source. So have fun with this and see what happens. Try any one of the things I suggested or whatever occurs to you at the time, and connect your little will with the higher will, Source energy will, and see what happens. And email me the results, which is joan@joannewcomb.com. I'm giving a teleclass on how to be psychic, or other words, how to do what I'm doing. This is a follow-up to a free one that I just gave. I'm going to be talking about tuning into your expanded self, psychic self-protection, and some simple ways to start doing psychic readings. The next course I'm going to be having, telecourse, is on Thursday, the 30th of July. So that's not this Thursday, but next Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. It's only $15. And you can pay via the PayPal button on my website, which is www.joannewcomb.com. That's JoannewComb.com. And then I'll send you the conference call number and access code. And this one is a different phone number than the free call that I put out. If you want to listen to the recording of the free call, you can also email me at joan@joannewcomb.com. Or if PayPal's not your thing, you can also email me for the snail mail address to send a check. But do that soon so that it gets to me in time. And I look forward to connecting with any of you guys out there on Thursday the 30th on the conference call, How to Be Psychic. So just want to let you know that we're going to be talking to Mickey Jacobs in the next, right after the commercial break. She's a psychic medium and a healer. She has very interesting healing techniques. She will be taking the calls today. So if you have any questions for a psychic, you can call in to talk to her. We'll be taking them just about 20 after the hour, 25 after the hour, and also about 40 after the hour. So if you can time your phone calls, that'd be great. You can call us at 1-425-644-5620 or 1-877-230-3062. And Billy, if that's actually somebody calling for a reading or not. Okay, just double checking. Have them call back after the commercial. I want to remind you that you're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb. We have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because afterwards we're going to be talking to Mickey Jacobs, psychic medium and energy healer. You can call toll-free again to talk to us at 425-644-5620 or 877-230-3062.
Joan's written a book. Tapestry of Time has it all. Mystery, romance, spirituality, travel, around the world and through time, intimacy and erotica. It gives a whole new outlook on how we perceive time passing and shows how we each vibrationally affect our surroundings. This story is so captivating, you can't put it down. And once you've read it, you'll want to read it again to catch all the clues you missed the first time. You'll come away with revelations about life as we know it and realize things aren't always as linear and predictable as we'd thought. Paperback is $19.95, payable through PayPal at joan@joannewcom. That's joan@joannewcomb. Order Tapestry of Time today for an adventure of a lifetime.
Enjoyed listening to Joan's mini readings for Contact Talk Radio callers? If you're in the Seattle area, Joan does intuitive readings at East West Bookshop on 6500 Northeast Roosevelt every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. and one Saturday a month. These are offered at a vastly discounted rate from her regular phone and in-studio sessions. So contact East West Bookshop at 1-800-587-6002 to schedule a reading with Joan Newcomb.
Welcome back. You're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb. We're going to be talking to Mickey Jacobs today. She is a psychic medium and an energy healer, and she practices a multifaceted and holistic approach in the style of the great Edgar Cayce. Mickey can connect with spirit guides and archangels, as well as your deceased loved ones. Mickey's also a healer with a unique healing energy technique. She has a CD, You Are Not Alone, that powerfully lets people know that divine help is always nearby. It's always with you, whether or not you know it. And her website is www.mickeyjacobs.com. Also want to let you know that she has just started having her very own show here on Contact Talk Radio. You can tune in to listen to her at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays, and her show is called Notes from the Other Side. She's very capable at talking with dead people. That's my way of saying it. If you're interested in getting a reading with her, we'll be taking a couple readings throughout the show here. So call on in at 1-425-644-5620 or 1-877-230-3062. When she comes on, we're going to talk to her for about 5-10 minutes and take a caller. And then we'll go to another commercial break, talk to her for about 5-10 minutes and take another caller, and then try to squeeze in a couple more callers at the end of the show just to let people know.
Perfect. And you do have your first caller. It's going to be Jody on the line.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll go ahead and take Jody because we're waiting for Mickey. And, hey, I'm psychic too. Hi, Jody. What can I do for you today?
Hi. This is Judy. I'm sorry. I must have pronounced it wrong.
Okay.
I made it, huh? This is exciting.
So, hi. Oh, is this Mickey?
Yeah, honey.
Oh, brilliant. Hey, Mickey, you know what? We actually have a caller on the line. Do you want to just start off by doing a reading?
Certainly. Hi, Nikki. Oh, hi.
So,
hi, honey. What's your name? Judy. Susie. Okay. Do you have any specific question about your life or...
About my career, a job, something
okay.
I should be looking for.
Okay. Do you have a debate between either two options or something that you used to do and you don't know if repeat or to start something new?
Well, yeah, I've always done the same kind of thing.
Okay. There is something newness. Is there something that you want to start something new and you're debating?
Right.
Pardon, honey?
But I really don't know what that something is.
Yeah. Okay, do you feel like switching? There's something there where I feel that perhaps you want to maybe either start something new.
Do you have any ideas on what?
Yeah, hold on a second. What is your talent to do something over the phone? Reach up over the phone or talk to people over the phone? Why is that I got that?
Yeah, I did a lot of phone work, customer service.
Okay. Well, stay with, I'm talking to your guides, honey, and stay within that, because you have a great talent reaching out to people. So you don't want to switch to a completely different area, but didn't you got an offer for something? There is either you got an offer to start something new or a new offer is coming.
Well, I hope one's coming. I haven't got an offer, no.
Okay, you will get a new offer coming that your guides, your female guides, is telling me that you might be a little bit nervous, honey. So just so you know that they guide you into that, and please say yes. There is some kind of a new offer coming within a couple of weeks. So it's coming up, and it would match your what it is you do, what it is you're good at. So it's not something completely out of the ordinary for you.
And my guide is telling you this?
Your female guide. You have a spirit female guide that
I
collected.
Do you have her name?
Names are bizarre because they have kind of spirit world name.
Okay.
Why is she telling me you have a name for her? Is that true?
No.
Okay, there is some sort of a connection there. I don't know if you're familiar with spirit guides or what, but there's some sort of a connection there, meaning you reached out to your spirit guides before. So
yes, I have. I've tried to connect with them, especially
okay,
when
honey.
I'm in my garden.
Oh, how cute. Susie, go ahead and invent a name for her. That's what I did with mine. Name is vibration, and it kind of make the communication a bit stronger. So just go ahead and invent any name that comes to mind, and then, I know, it's kind of cute. So just invent a name.
Okay.
Okay, honey, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Oh, certainly.
You have a great night.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, hi there, Mickey.
Oh, hi.
What a great beginning.
Oh, thank you, John.
And I think that was actually a pretty perfect beginning for everyone to get a taste of you strutting your stuff.
That's wonderful, yes.
And then when we talked a little bit by email,
yes.
You had mentioned that you had wanted to talk about people's teams, their archangels, their spirit guides, and you were talking about hers, so that just sounds like a wonderful intro.
Oh, wonderful. That was great. Thank you, Joan.
So what would you like our listeners to know about?
Well, it's all kind of started me, meaning going to interviews and the show, and it's actually doing readings and realize how unfortunately lonely a lot of us are, including myself, have days that I kind of lost myself. And that's when it started coming all together for me, meaning when people come to reading and I see that there are so many beings around them, and that's when we kind of had an idea, my team and I, and real quick explanation why they like to be called team, because they always mention to me that they cannot do this work without me, since I'm their voice, and I certainly cannot do the work without them. So they kind of like to call, not mine, but all humans, divine team, which is sometimes they refer to themselves as divine helpers. So then they kind of slowly, beside the readings, they kind of direct me to do, you know, like little workshops, and then I got more and more into the interviews, and I just try to spread the word around to just tell people that they're not alone, that there's so much help and guidance for all of us. And the more I see people lost, the more I'm anxious to obviously explain who they are and how we reach them and how we translate their everyday guidance, really, and, of course, have to learn to trust the guidance and refer to it from that it is from the spirit world. So that's how it's all started. So this is a great passion of mine as a medium, beside, obviously, connect people to loved ones and more so transform their life, is tell people about their own team. So,
It's a co-creative situation between the guides and the person in the form.
Oh, so you mean that caller that called?
No, I'm just talking about, you were talking about a team, and they refer to us as their part of their team. And so I was seeing everyone working together in harmony. And but the difference is that often us in the physical, us in body,
yes,
don't recognize that we have this whole team supporting us.
It's wonderful, Joan. I mean, I cannot tell you what a love, an unconditional love I have. And of course, doing reading, you kind of meet male, female, all people, all kind of sort of life situation. And it doesn't matter what we did or do or what we achieved. Or of course, doesn't matter who we are or how we look like, what religion, what race, what sex. The love is this is their job. They tell me this is what we do. We're supposed to keep you well. We're supposed to guide you. Those beings are just, that is what they do. Now, there's various beings. There is the angelic realm, which is, angels are beings that were never incarnated before. They were never human, as opposed to the spirit guides that were humans before. So that's a big difference. The angels, meaning we have guardian angels and archangels, those are being that God, as the creator, that incredible, powerful source that is in all things and in everything, he create angels to help him with nature and nations and the leaders and, of course, I mean everything and anything. There are thousands of different type of angels. But the angels that attach to each one of us is the guardian angels. Usually the guardian angels are between one or two of them. Some people have two, some people have one. When I ask why is it, they're telling me depend on the lifetime that we chose. If the lifetime is difficult, we would have more of the team. It just if we chose lifetime that it's either dangerous or there's a lot of challenges to go to overcome, then would have more member of a team. No one have less than one guardian angel. The guardian angels, their job is to keep us safe. That's all they do. They want to make sure we do not exit, meaning leaving the physical world, where if it's not our time to go. Because, of course, everything is by design and we have a certain time where we go. So the guardian angel's job is to keep us safe. They're the one that's watching over us when we drive or when we're in danger. And, I mean, they're quite incredible, quite powerful being. I found them to be a little bit shy, meaning when reading happens, they kind of talk a little less unless they want to transform their message. Usually if we drive too fast, if we have reckless habits, if we are not doing well, then of course they're quite anxious to transfer their message, to either slow down, to help them really help us, watch us save. So those are the guardian angels. Then we have the archangels. Archangels are above the guardian angels, meaning they're little higher beings. There is countless archangels. I mean, I keep finding out more and more and more names. But I work with the four main archangels, which is Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. Those are the four archangels that I tend to work with. And I found that they are the most influential and the most kind of close to human. So each one of us have, again, either one main archangel that is assigned to us or two. So I have one. Some people have one, some people have two. And then, if you'd like, I can discuss each one of them, what their purpose and even how they look. Because now, over the years, I kind of got to know their personality, so to speak. Of course, their energy, so they're not like us. But they do have certain characteristics.
Characteristics.
And then we have the spirit guides.
Explain spirit guides in 1 minute or less.
Spirit guides, those are beings that used to be humans. They used to incarnate, meaning they've been through all their lifetimes, they did all their lesson, accomplished all their karma, and now they become a guide, which is an extreme honor to become a guide. So they always stay in the spirit world. They do not incarnate to a physical body anymore, and they assign to us. Again, we have between 1 and 3 spirit guides. Depends how difficult the life is. So they kind of tend to a little bit more understand how difficult planet Earth is and living in a physical body. So in that sense, they're different than the angels.
Very cool.
Well, yeah.
We'll be talking more with Mickey Jacobs right after the commercial break, and we also have some callers on the line. We'll probably start off with a caller. So I just want to remind you that you're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb. We're stopping for a commercial break right now, but stay tuned, because afterwards, Mickey Jacobs, psychic medium and energy healer, will be talking with me and taking some calls.
Of the planet Earth got you down? Are you experiencing too much effort in creating your reality and not enough fun? You deserve a private psychic reading by Joan in person or over the phone. Joan gives amazingly accurate insights and offers clear and compassionate guidance about your life, relationships, family, career, money, future, and more. Contact Joan today. Email her at joan@joannewcomb.com. And hey, listen up. Because she's giving a special just for you, mention that you've been listening to the show on Contact Talk Radio and receive 10% off the cost of a session. Don't waste another minute. Email joan@joannewcomb.com and shine some light on your life today.
Do you feel like you've been spinning your wheels in key areas of your life? Does your existence feel too superficial or one-dimensional? Do you wish for more of a sense of aliveness in your life? Then Joan's Mystic Mentorship Coaching is for you. Mystic Mentorship Coaching gives you the traction to move forward and see real progress in your life. With the expert assistance of Joan Newcomb through regular phone sessions, you will learn to connect with your inner wisdom and fully manifest your true self in all aspects of your life. Joan has been helping people transform their lives on a spiritual and personal growth level for 27 years. Email her today at joan@joannewcomb.com. That's joan@joannewcomb.com. And transform your life today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb. My guest is Mickey Jacobs, psychic medium and energy healer. So welcome back. And hey, Mickey, how are
yes.
you? Let me see. That was a really great reading that you gave. I want to let people know that we'll be doing another reading in this particular segment. But first, I thought, Mickey, you could let us know some of your services. What are the things that you offer?
Well, I do the mediumship, which is reading. I do private readings that are done at my home. And actually, my phone readings are kind of climbing up. And phone readings are convenient because you do not have to live in my area. I just did one in Israel. So it doesn't matter where. People tend to think maybe they have to see me or come to me. And it's important to me to mention that we work with energy, which is not bound by space or time. So then the information is exactly the same. So phone readings are quite cool. And I do energy healing, and it's all in the website. What it is I do people, and I have great passion to animals. So I do animals as well. And yeah, so I feel very blessed and with what I do for people. So I'm very happy about that.
Want to let people know that Mickey's website is mickeyjacobs.com, and how you spell that is mikijacobs.com. And yes, if you go to her website, you can see an explanation about the readings that she does and the kind of healing that she does, and that she does work with animals, which is a pretty cool thing. And then I also noticed that you have a store, and is your CD ready?
It's not ready, Joan. I know. My husband said, honey, walk on it, walk on it. And I'm just really busy. You need kind of concentrate on finish. But I would suspect within a month.
Within a month? Okay, everybody.
Within a month.
Everybody, focus your energies on helping Mickey finish the CD so you can order
thank
it.
Thank you.
And also coming soon is an inspirational book channeled by Michael. Is Michael your personal archangel?
Yes, he is. Archangel Michael is my guide. So we like to talk, and he gave me over 60 messages, of course, over the years, and about everything. He just loves to talk to human about all kind of topics, and which that's why I base my new radio show as well. So I kind of, you know, going to say everything that's in the book, really. So just talk about everything that we face, and it's quite lovely, Archangel Michael. I always like to mention him.
I just read the other day. He is the Archangel for Lightbringers.
Archangel Michael is lovely. He just really, they all are, of course. But I'm very honored to be the voice for Archangel Michael, and we've been working for many years, so. He just loves human beings, Joan. It's incredible. Every time I feel his love in readings, I kind of get like goosebumps or I cry from joy. Mm. His energy is quite lovely, Archangel Michael. So, I'm very, very blessed to have him as my guide, really. But, yeah.
Mm. I just noticed, too, that you mentioned, you didn't mention on the air yet, but that you do group readings as well as one-on-one. What are group readings?
Group reading, it's kind of, you know, some people like to come together with other people. Of course, some come as families if unfortunately they lost a loved one, so they come as family, or friends tend to like to come together. So there's like between 3 and 5, or else it's become too many spirits in one room, so I kind of keep it 5. But it's really quite amazing, John. I mean, you'll be surprised. One archangel jumped to the other, and everyone is talking, and the message is jumping from. So to me, it's hard. I need to concentrate, but I love it. It's kind of fun, and everyone, it's like a big party.
Very, very lively, it sounds like.
Very lively, and you should see people's faces. That's the best thing I love about my work, is they come in and they look like some of us look on Monday morning, at least I do. And they leave Friday. So they're all happy and transform, and I really want to help. Human beings are just lovely beings, and we're just a little bit lost, I think. We're kind of running around, forgot our creator, forgot the spirit world, which it is our true home. This is just a temporary school. So we're kind of lost running around, and of course there's a lot of negativity and evil in the world. This is something that I talk to my team a lot about. So it's not like everything they tell me is easy for me to accept. I mean, there's a lot of concepts that took me years to accept, Joan, like karma and why someone so evil lived till they're 90. So this is not that I don't just go and accept, but with their patience and love, they always kind of explain in great detail, and you just have to open yourself up a little bit and kind of understand spirituality. Once you do, your life truly do get better.
Yes, it's very comforting when you connect or with your spirituality and realize that there's all this unseen help available to you.
Yes.
Your world completely transforms. Well, we have a lovely human being right on the line here. Her name is Kathy. So let's go ahead and take her question.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello, how are you doing?
How are you, honey? Thanks for calling in.
Oh, good. I have a nice connection with angels myself, and when I find dimes, that's a little angel, and when I find a quarter somewhere, that's an archangel, and so I know that, you know, they're like right around me. And I just found a quarter in the washing machine today, so it's like, oh, thank you.
Better than me, I only find dimes. I should tell them to lift it up.
Michael, okay. I've been listening, so I'm not sure where you want to go.
It sounds like I'm interfering, but I don't want to forget. Your assigned archangel, Kathy, is Gabriel. So
right.
Gabriel is the archangel. Did you know that?
Yes, Okay, because
he's telling me you know
me.
That. Yeah.
Right.
Gabriel
right.
is your assigned archangel. He stands by your left, like Archangel Michael is in the right. Gabriel is by your left, and he's the archangel of strength and fairness. Did you need fairness in your life?
Fairness?
Pardon?
You said fairness, right?
Fairness. Fairness meaning over your lifetime, did you maybe got hurt from people or there was no fairness with money? Or fairness is a very broad subject, but Archangel Gabriel usually assigns himself to people that took upon themselves a lifetime that needs fairness as well as strength.
Right. Right,
so he's there. Can you please call on him, honey? Can you please call on him now that we verified he is your archangel? Just call on him. Imagine him to your left. He got a bright white energy around him and another layer of red energy because it's his strength energy. He said that it's easy for you to visualize colors. Is that true?
Well, I don't wear sunglasses because I like to see the true colors.
Okay, honey. So just kind of visualize him. Call his name out loud, which is going to strengthen the relationship. So Gabriel loves you very, very much. He's been with you, obviously, since you're born. He will always, always be there for you. Every time if you have days that you feel powerless, he said to call on him, not that he's not there, but call on him out loud, and he will obviously kind of ease your energy and give you more power to your aura.
Okay. Well, that's kind of why I'm calling, is because I feel like there's some blockages. We have to move in 10 days. We have absolutely no idea where we're going to move to.
Oh.
And we've been looking. I'm on unemployment right at the moment, and my son doesn't have a job, and we all live together, and my daughter-in-law, and she just started working, thank God for that. But we don't know how we're going to come up with the money to move, and I just kind of wonder if there's some blockages with me that
Kathy, it just challenges that you need to overcome. Those are your guides coming in. There's, again, female guides, and she's telling me that 2000 is difficult. Just hang on tight. The beginning of 2010, things would come up. Now, when it's come to the move, hold on more than 10 days. Can you wait just a little longer? Hello?
Did we lose? No, she's there.
I'm sorry, Kathy. Are you there, honey?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes.
The guys are wondering if you can move a little later. Not later meaning 6 months. Later meaning later than 10 days.
Only by the grace of God.
Oh.
We're supposed to be out by the 31st on August 1st because we haven't paid rent for this last month because there hasn't been money. You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on, Kathy. They're helping you. You're not alone. There's something going to fall on your lap. I don't see it as 10 days. I see it a little bit later. But there's no blockage. The communication is open. Go ahead and call Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel. You'll be fine, honey. Just part of the challenges, just the up and down. You'll be fine.
Okay, good.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, all right. Bye.
Yes, connecting with angels can definitely lead to miracles, and it sounds like Kathy could sure use one.
Yes. He told me she knew he's her archangel. Sometimes, Joan, our soul, of course, by design, we meant to have that spiritual amnesia, as I like to call it. But then sometimes, you know when you meet someone and you think you've seen them before?
Yes.
So this is just, sometimes it's either from past life, it's either whatever. We call it deja vu in English, I think. But it just sometimes the soul kind of trying to have really recollected. And, of course, she know that her archangel is Gabriel before coming here because we know our team very well. And that's why he told me she know. She know it's me. So once you open up even more, that's why they like us to invent name for them and they like us to call. They're very, very playful. They are, the team is in general. The angel realm, archangel, guardian angels, they like flowers and nature. So I always tell people, get either roses in your house, go out to nature. They really attract to energy that like nature. And the spirit guides, they just like playfulness. So the more we playful, the more, I know it's easy said than done. Some days are just really difficult, but try to stay upbeat, try to stay playful. And the more we do, the more we kind of, the energy of the team is just strongest around us. So, of course, if we don't, they understand this is a difficult planet to live in at times. So, yeah.
It's a planet of density and effort.
Very much so, Joan. Very much so.
So we're going to take a commercial break right now, but I'd let you know that we'll be taking a couple callers when we come back. So I just want to remind everyone, you're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb. We're stopping for a commercial break, but stay tuned because Mickey Jacobs, psychic medium energy healer, will be giving readings.
Matrix Energetics is the wave of the future, only it's here and now. Matrix Energetics has to be experienced to know the way it can shift your reality in powerful ways. Matrix Energetics is a system of transformation based on the laws of quantum physics, consciousness, and focused intent. It creates change on a multidimensional level. It can take you to where you've only dreamed of being. Are you ready to turbocharge your ride through life? Contact Joan for a Matrix Energetics session today. It is effective in person or over the phone. Email Joan at joannewcomb.com. That's Joan at joannewcomb.com. Psst, don't tell anyone. This is just for you. Mention you listen to the show on Contact Talk Radio and receive 10% off the cost of a session.
Are you enjoying the show? Have you learned new things from Joan and her guests that have enhanced your life? If you find this show to be of value to you and that the information and readings have helped you, why not express your appreciation by sending in a contribution to Adventures in Density and Effort to help it stay on the air? The amount you choose to give is entirely up to you. This show appreciates support. Why donate? Joan spends her time directly helping people by creating this weekly radio show, giving away readings on it, and writing new articles for it, always with the primary intention of serving the highest good of all. It is her way of reaching as many people as possible to help them truly enjoy life on Playground Earth. If you want to support Joan helping people bust through their limitations and live a more joyous existence, please send in a contribution. Any amount is appreciated. You can do so through Joan at joannewcomb.com at www.paypal.com. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back. You're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, and my guest is Mickey Jacobs, psychic medium and energy healer. And we're going to take a couple callers. Our first caller is Randy. Hi there. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Randy. You're welcome, honey. Oh, hold on. I waited to see if you're male or female, then I'm going to start talking. Let me see. Do you have a brother, Randy?
Yeah.
Okay, he's with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Why your spirit guides bring him? Does he have an issue? Does he need you? Yeah, does he need support? Is he confused in life? There's a reason why your brother came right away. Can you relate to that, honey? You don't have brother in... Pardon? Okay, there is a reason why they brought the brother. You don't have a brother in spirit, is that right? Do you have a brother in spirit or just one brother? Okay, there's a reason why they bring the brother. That's, I don't know why. So keep that in mind. It could be something coming. Are you in touch with him?
Yes.
Okay. Be there for him, Randy. I don't know. Usually there is a reason why they bring someone to the reading right away. So it could be he's going to need you or there's something there you need to be there for him. So please keep that in mind, would you, honey? Need you. Need you, like need you or need your guidance or something. Because, there's a reason why they brought his name, his energy by.
Okay.
Okay? Another thing real quick. Are you trying to meditate and not being successful? You really? Okay, they're telling me you get a little bit frustrated. Go ahead and keep trying, Wendy. Okay, that would open a channel with your team. So keep trying to meditate. Keep trying. Either try guided meditation or music or anything. They're saying it's kind of blocking their guidance to you. So please try and meditate.
Okay,
put a little more effort to it, they're saying.
Okay.
Thank you, Wendy. Bye, honey.
Okay.
Okay.
That was great. Our next caller is Reba.
Oh. Hi, Reba. How are you, honey?
Doing very well. I'm so excited to speak to you.
Do you have a question to your team? They say you have a question.
I do. Wow, you're good.
They're saying you have a question for us.
I do. I have this, I don't know how to explain it, but I have this sense where I have to have this purpose in life. And almost like I'm supposed to do something, there's supposed to be something important and meaningful. And I feel like my guides are trying to help me, but I feel like something, like I'm not fully getting the message or something like that.
Reba, do you have attraction to helping young people or children?
I do. I tend to be very well with children and, like, really elderly people, yeah.
That's right, like the hopeless. I mean, I know they're not hopeless, yeah. They're soul, but because last life, you were working on orphanage. So you're, meaning you kind of, what you know, you watch over kids that have no family and no, quite, you know, you were quite heroic, quite amazing. So why don't you try and look into something like that? Not necessarily as a job paying, but maybe as a volunteer. Did you think about that?
You know, I was actually thinking, believe it or not, of volunteering at a hospice, maybe. Like
Excellent. Listen, Reba, this is. I'm very happy when I do the connection. Please follow up on that idea. You're going to give so much. Your soul is a light worker, meaning you do and give to others. Every lifetime, your soul likes to do that. Real quick, in between life, before you incarnate, you help kids that cross over and have no one to welcome there. Besides the guys, maybe they're too young, maybe their parents is not. So you kind of, so please follow up that idea. Okay. All right, honey, this is your purpose, and you're going to be wonderful in that.
Oh, thank you so much. This is exactly what I needed to hear.
Excellent.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Reba.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So she was kind of a spiritual midwife, it sounds like.
Yeah. Isn't that lovely? And it's funny. Before she called, they said she had an important question. So that's kind of, I got a little bit of a tip.
I tend to notice that you know, energy gathers before birth, but it also gathers before a death. And to the spirit realm, a death is just like a birth.
That's right.
It's a birth back to. So any of you out there who are have a loved one or a relative or someone you know who's in the process of passing, you might notice that you are also acting as a spiritual midwife to them on their way out, kind of thing.
Sure. Sure, you know, it's amazing, John, that when I see people come to the reading over the phone and they cry, why did they leave me? And really, they're just there. And they actually, our loved ones, are quite, they don't want us to cry. They understand. Reading doesn't mean if I connect to your loved one, that's mean you're not going to miss their voice anymore or want to hug them or kiss them. And of course, but they're right there. They're really, truly, there is no physical, there is no death. It's just simply a transition. And actually, a lot of times, spirit show me that it's a great party when they cross over, because we go back to our wonderful, wonderful, pure, holy world. So they're actually quite happy to leave this harsh physical body. And so that's another thing is important to me, to tell people your loved one is not gone, that they don't care for the funeral. And they actually always tell me, who are you going to visit? There's no one there in the coffin, really. So they really, really want to tell their people, cry for us a little bit, a month or a year, but this is it. Move on. Be happy. Know that we will. If we were ill, we're not ill anymore. If we had an accident, we're healthy and happy and whole again as a soul, as a multidimensional being. So this is another thing I would like to tell your listeners, is to no one is lost. It's just behind the veil. I lost someone for 18 years, you know, an ex-husband and a friend, and he was devastated. But every day morning he come to me, and if I cry, he said, do not cry. It's actually make his energy lower. So I just, yeah. So that's a quick message I wanted to kind of transfer there about death.
Yes, I find whenever I talk to dead people that it's joyous. It's joyous on the other side.
Oh, it is.
And the other thing I see is that people need to go through their mourning because it clears the space for them to communicate with them.
Yes.
So to release their grief so that then they'll feel clear enough to connect to their loved one.
Yes. You know, grief is like a vicious snowball, because they want to talk to their loved one, but then they grieve, so then they cannot because they block their energy. Mm-hmm. So it's on, and they just cannot get out of it. That's why I love about reading, because sometimes, not in all cases, sometimes, of course, if they get detail, and so they like try to open themselves, but to lose a child or a spouse or, you know, mom and dad, that this is awful. But they're there. They're right there with us, and they hug the person, and they're vibrant and happy and healthy. And so it's quite, I think all mediums should take that as a mission, to really explain that it's just the empty shell that died, really. And the soul just went out, doesn't suffer no more, and they're just waiting for us when our time to come. They'll welcome us with open arms, really. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Mickey. You've brought a lot of comforting words to people, and comforting to know that we all have guardian angels and spirit guides and just angelic protection.
Yes.
On the non-physical. And also for those of you who are grieving, just know that, you know, the only difference between you, your loved one who is alive, and your loved one who's passed is that they don't have a physical form anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's they're like a pedestrian instead of in a physical vehicle.
Yes.
So want to remind everybody that Mickey has a radio show herself. It's on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. So if you didn't get a chance to talk to Mickey now, you take callers on your show too, don't you?
I do. I kind of tend to talk about the topic, and the last 15, 20 minutes, I do open the lines.
Okay, so folks out there know that you can listen to her on the Contact Talk Radio website, the same way you're listening to me right now, and call in on the same number. Just know that you can call Mickey on the last 45, at about 45 after the hour, I would guess. And also want to remind you that her website is www.mickeyjacobs.com. That's MikiJacobs.com. So you can go there and learn more about her sessions and the things that she does. Thank you so much for being on the show.
It was my honor, Joan. I appreciate it very much. It was just lovely. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. It was just your voice alone is a healing. So.
Oh, thank you, Joan. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Want to let people know that next week, am I still on the air? Okay, great. We're having there's an eclipse going on today. So,
you know what? If that's what we're going to blame it on, sounds good to me.
Yes. Right. And maybe there's sunspots too. Next week, my guest is Janet Barrett. She's a matrix energetics practitioner and a Yuen method practitioner. Her website is www.janetandbeyond.com. And she and I are going to be doing a little bit different format than before because I actually interviewed her in March. You can go to the archives on the Contact Talk Radio website or on my personal website for that. But she and I are going to be talking about all sorts of energetic, interesting things and doing readings together. So that's all we have for today, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'd like to thank you for tuning in and for calling in. It's always great to hear from you. So tune in next Tuesday and every Tuesday at 3 o'clock Pacific Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, and 11 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time for another show in Adventures in Density and Effort.